A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 25th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the way forward on issues raised from the government's consultations of its new competence-based education for socio-economic development program, with most participants expressing dissatisfaction with its component, the continuous assessment and learning activities, or CALA, which they say is an overburden to learners and an expense to parents, and so they want it removed. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje sihlaziya impono ephume kuhlolisiswa uhlelo lukahulumende olwezemfundo olwe competence based education for socio economic development lona olugqitshwe izolo iningi likhonona ngengxenye yalo olwe continuous assessment and learning activities ikhala olubikwa luthwalisa abantwana abavela kumdeni eswelayo amagaba avuzayo ngoba bengafinyeleli amagagasi kumbe ubulembo bokusebenzisa imitshina edingakalayo kulo. Abalwela ilungelo loluntu bathi lokhu kubangela ukuthi abantwana begcine befinyelela okungalunganga ebulenjini kumbe bebesengozini yokudlwengulwa lapho bedinga usizo lwe-internet kwezinye indawo. But first, let us hear what is happening in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Western leaders have provided Ukraine financial and military support in its fight against Russian aggression. Some humanitarian organizations say that has affected the amount of aid going to other countries like the DRC. VOA's Paul Ndiho visited the Saki camp in the eastern province of North Kivu.
Gato, Francine, a mother of six, has lived for 10 months in Seki camp for internally displaced people in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. She fled her hometown of Kalenga because of attacks by the M23 rebel group, which has been terrorizing the region. She says that life is hard in the camp, and she sometimes has to beg for food.
I ran away from my village because of the war waged by M23. When they reached our place in Kalinga, they threw a bomb at my house. So we ran away. I didn't even bring anything with me.
Like Francine, this 15-year-old boy, who provided only his first name, Sam, has been displaced by conflict in the region. He was hit by a stray bullet and is now recovering after undergoing surgery in Sete camp. This mobile medical clinic and emergency surgical unit has been treating Sam and others who need urgent care. It was established by the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, in Goma, the capital of North Kivu province in eastern DRC. According to the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency says as of March, more than 880,000 people have been forced from their homes in eastern DRC since March 2020, when violence surged. And Sylvain Linda, ICRC's head of subdelegation in Goma, says people here need physical and emotional help.
I was working with in the field of health, particularly in mental health, because the people has been very affected by the displacement, and also because combat sometimes have been very tough and with a lot of casualties.
The ICRC is providing much needed humanitarian aid to the people in the camp. Linda says her organization's work in the DRC is challenging due to a financing shortage.
This whole crisis have been a challenge. I was talking about the number of people displaced, and it's overcome every capacity of an international organization. So we have to work a lot together.
Linda says that money that might have come to them is now going to Ukraine, and that the people in the DRC must fend for themselves.
A lot of financing are going to Ukraine, for example, and to other crises, and not coming to DRC because it has been like a protracted crisis.
Despite financial strains, the ICRC provides support to several hospitals, including Bethesda Ndosho in Goma, the General Hospital in Beni, the Provincial Hospital in Bukavu, and a surgery program in Bukavu. Paul Diho, VOA News, SEC IDP Camp, Democratic Republic of Congo.
And back to our main topic, some parents and teachers say although the intentions of CALIA are good, children from disadvantaged families face problems as they cannot access internet, Wi-Fi or computers. Activists say girls are exposed to dangers of sexual abuse and indecent assault when they go to neighboring homes or other places to seek internet access to complete the CALIA-based studies. Mothers and female guardians also say they are the ones who have to do much of the work as they are the ones who spend more time with their children. The spokesman for the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Taunga Nanjoro, acknowledged concerns raised by stakeholders in the consultations to Studio 7 and said his ministry will look into all issues compiled from the consultations. During the two-day consultations, which ended yesterday, a parent who identified herself as Amai Tendai told reporter Rutendo Mawere, children end up distracted during color research and access inappropriate content on the internet.
Yeah, this curriculum, internet. Vana, varikuwa exposed kushini. Achafambira, achaita charuku research, achaita. Akatona music kana chi akuite izvozvo nekutozoona zvimwe zvinhu zvisinei nezvaari kurisechi saka izvozvo hatisiri azozvitarira semuberekiwo mari dzedu hadzina kunyatsotimirira zvakanaka kuti tirambe tichitenga data toti kubhadhira fees totenga data zviri kuramba zvichingodzoka kwatiri mwana wachona ndini ndikumuitira pamwe pacho ndopedzisira ndakumuitira ndirini asi oinonomakirwa onzi hapasa but ndini ndaiita kumba
saka zvii zvamuri kukurudzira kuti zviitwe nebasa rezvidzidzo
inogona kuitwa zvayo but ngavabvise zvine chekuita neintaneti kana ichikwanisa kuitika zvisina intaneti mukati.
That was a parent identified as Amai Tendai speaking to Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Meanwhile, teachers Gracious Mpofu and Elasi Musoza told VOA's Ezra Chisasvanda that color is a burden on children, while they also offered solutions.
I curriculum le ibi curriculum elombono mushi kakhulu kodwa ke funi ngani ama subjects angekeli ukwehlukaniswa ngoba ikakhulu ku ECD ukuze wonke afundiswe kahle kahle ngani kuba kunenganyana. Mhlawumbe bangabuyela bakubisele kube njengakuqala ukuthi kuhlanganiswe kungehlukaniswe ama-display, i-PE, le-VPA kube yinto enye. Okunye konke lokhu yibe kube sokusiba nje ngama-subject ehlukeneyo. Sesisikhangela esikuthi yikhala. Ikhala mina bengithatha njenge-project ye-university. E-university ngimdala ngi-engineer kwi-project eyi-1. Eyisubmithayo nje kuyathatha unyaka wonke kumbe mbili ngisenze iproject so bengayele ukuthi abantwana ukuze kube lesi sinto ukuze bafunde le skill esifuna basifunde kumele bazenzele bodwa amakhala lawo so banikwe ikhala eyodwa yento eyodwa abangayenza bayisubmithe maybe at the end of i-junior school yabo kumbe i-infant learning yabo kungabi ukuthi i-subject nge-subject singekhala. Ngeke sithi ukhiphe kurayithi kukhona kodwa kufanele njengoba sisho ukuthi ngabe ikhala iba yinto eyodwa bakuminimize kungabi yinto ezisuka zibe ziningi kufana nale lei kala ibine ECG ama fine motor skills abo ECG akaqhina ukuthi bengaye izinto nje so kodwa nxa kungaba yinto ukuthi umntwana mhlawumbe eku infant kube le kala A1 okumela yenze at the end of the ama grades akhe maybe sesiya ku form 1 kubonakala into ayenze le ngapha ku primary school kungabe kungcono ngoba lathi sabe sikwazi ukuthi simfundise ukuthi eqede grade 7 abe sekwazi ukwenza ini igitar le ngoba okwakhathesi ngathi ECD uvele ECD engekayenzi into le iyenziwe ngumzali.
Those were teachers Gracious Mpofu and Elatson Sota expressing their views. Now to discuss our topic in depth, we are joined by Sokoluhle Ndlovu, Matabeleland North Chairperson for the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the ARTUZ, Patricia Chabalala, Deputy Chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who also looks after orphans, and Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, which has researched and engaged government on education programs. Welcome, ladies, to Live Talk. First, we'll speak to Ms. Sokoluhle Ndlovu, as her line seems to be dead. As one of the educationists who were leading the consultations, what concerns pertaining to girls came up during this process, and how do parents want them resolved? Yes, Ms. Ndlovu.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, the question is, yes, you can go ahead.
You can go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Yes. What concerns were brought up by parents during the consultations?
During the consultations on the curriculum review, maybe the challenge is that the parents. Standout was which law is still in the rural areas. There is no parents who managed to come for the review. Another thing is that the parents who attended, they're saying they don't even know what they're reviewing. We would just call them so they don't even know what they're reviewing. Because they were never told that the new curriculum, it was just imposed on their children. And then we are seeing possibly that they don't even know what it's all about.
Yes, so were there any issues that particularly concerned girls and their safety and their difficulties, or it was the same compared to boys?
There were issues that brought out and that maybe schools. There is still the equality between boys and girls. It's still not a 100%.
Okay. Thank you so much. If you may stay on the line. And Ms. Makotonga Mahlangu, what are your concerns on color and how does it inconvenience women and girls?
I think in color, it's a concept and it's a project, it's a good idea, but it has been implemented. Why I'm saying that it overwhelms learners because one, in terms of the work that is being given, for instance, at primary school level, they are doing two subjects, and then each subject is five color projects, which means it's 30 color projects, and the teachers are not able to moderate, as moderators, they can't even moderate that, and they were not even sent for training. They should get each week, this thing was properly planned. There was going to be an in-service training for the teacher so that they can deal with the color. And when it comes to economic accessibility, it is very expensive for parents because, like I just alluded to, that there are six subjects at primary level. And then each subject is supposed to have this file, that is six files. Well, I've not accepted in the cooking, the data mining, the gadgets, and so forth and so on. And right now, with the power cutting, not checking, all these things are not accepted in. So, color in itself It's a good concept, but it was badly implemented. It did not take the human rights approach to learning, where learners are supposed to have the right to access all these things. It did not look at the vulnerable, marginalized learners. So these are the challenges that are being faced. And then when it comes to all learners, they are staying up very late doing the Kala and the other homework. It's very unfair to the learners. And when it comes to other bonding and household chores, they are no longer doing that. Parents, it's like the Kala is no longer accessing the learners. It's accessing the learners' resources and support system at home, rather than the capacity or the ability of the learner to do the project. Because learners are not doing the project. We are even seeing in town where people are advertising to do Kala. If you go with money, if we go back to the exclusion of learners, we have not and we know we have.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line, but don't go away yet. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Life Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing views that came out of the government's consultation of its new competence-based education for social economic development program, with most participants expressing dissatisfaction with its component, the Kala. And now we come to you, Ms. Sukoluhle Ndlovu of ARTUZ. NgesiNdebele ke ungasichasisela ukuthi kahle kahle kuthiwe kuyini okufanele kwenziwe ukwenzela ukuthi uhlelo lolu luhambe kuhle. Bathini abazali? Bafuna lukhitshwe kumbe luguqulwe?
Abazali abaningi bangkhona bathi kumele lukhitshwe ngoba bathi hayi kubathathela isikhathi sabo abantwana babo nabo vele ziyasosesi ngendaba yemakhala. Abanye njalo bathi kuguqulwe noma mbe kube ibe yinto yokuyikhala eyi-1 per child ezeqeda form 4 akhona ukuthi bethi 5 colors umntwana lama-subjects 10 abele about 50 colors. It's too much for umntwana.
Yebo-ke kuyezwakala. Ungasitshela njalo ngolimi lwesingisi-ke Ms. Ndlovu, what were the suggestions given there and the way forward?
Okay, the suggestions that were put forward in terms of the color component, most parents are saying that the color should be scraped out completely from the new curriculum. And then others, just a minor, were saying the colors, maybe it is a good thing, maybe if only the learners are not overwhelmed with too much work, maybe given one color up until form 1 to form 4 as a project, something like that, rather than giving them as many as the ones that they are doing now.
Yes, and from this process, what's the next step? What were you informed is this next step by the government?
From there onwards, we told, soon after these reviews, we told to put everything that transferred from these reviews in form of a report, and then we're going to submit the report so we don't know what's the next step after the report was submitted.
Yebo ke siyabonga uNkosazana Sukoluhle Ndlovu we-ARTUZ. We understand with our third guest now, Ms. Patricia Chabalala, of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Prior to this interview, she told us they collected views from all the city's wards to forward to the government. Ungasichazisela ke ukuthi imbono layiqoqayo ebantwini layisa ngapi njalo babe sithini? Nkosikazi Chabalala.
Umbono esayixoxa nabantu Progressive Residents Association sayihambisa kwiministry, Secretary wethu Education uDeni Moyo wakompayina izicelo zethu lisafika ukhangelele nekhala lethu. So siyaqondisa khona ngalo. Lokhu esasikusha ngalo kwakugcine ebantwini, kwizakhamizi ngokwazo, ngikhuluma ezabantwana abasafundayo.
Ye, uke watsho njalo ukuthi abantwana abangamantombazana baba sengozini ngenxa yalolu hlelo. Ube kutsho ngani lokho?
Bengitsho ngokuthi abantwana babasengozini ngoba asikamali yokuthenga odatha ukuthi ba-Wi-Fi o-internet njalo bayahamba besiya-researcha besiya kwabanye abantu basika bewela ezambeni ezingalunganga. Ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantwana bengaphuma bahambe besiya kwenza i-research yakhona bahamba bahambe ixazabuye lawusuchuma usukugila njalo futhi abantwana bakhathesi beyabazi ukuthi baziphethe ngayiphi indlela. Usuka thathe bona leli thuba oyabe ucabanga ukuthiwe i-research esezenzeka uligaxi basemngozini kakhulu abantwana nje bonke besebe siyathatha amagasi besenzisa izinto zona lezi esingazifuniyo esingazithandiwe.
Yebo-ke siyabonga, uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka futhi kuwe. That was Patricia Chabalala of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who also look after orphans, saying that the research which is required by CALA makes the children go to other places to seek for internet where they can be abused or take drugs or start doing other things, because most of the times the parents will be looking for them. So her organization has received many complaints of to that sort. Yes, sesibuya kuwe njalo Nkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu ngolimi lesiNdebele. Ungasela ukuthi kuyini lake laxoxisana lohulumende yini ngodaba lwekhala lolo?
Ikhala zange isesithi iphathula zange xoxisane ngayo kuthi asikhuluma nje generally ngokuthi imfundo yethu beliyona iminjani. Asisanze kuba sasinanzelela ukuthi khona imfundo yethu ayigxilanga ekudingi edingini the community ezikuthembeka ngaZimbabwe sifunani. Ilokhu ikhala engani kayinani lokuthi umntwana uphila njani, imkhulisa njani. So kuqakathekileyo kakhuluma ngokuthola kumele imfundo yenangokwayo igxile kakhulukazi singathona ukuthola inikane umntwana, inikane imothi leka njani umntwana ukuthi ayicabange. So into esazikhuluma ngazo sathi khona engathona ukuthi kona izancedisa njani umntwana uma local realities zakhe, izidingeko zakhe, i-cultural value yakhe, lama esingathikhona ngesilungu ngama-cultural projects abo, ngama-GCs a-specific to their areas. Ngani ke sibonile ukuthi ngishoni ngalokho. For ukuthi siyakhangela ukuthi kakhulu kwazi umathibele enorth, le-part of mathibele e-south, umathibele enorth kakhulu kwazi okunekuthi ngiphansi khona. Abantwana bafithwa zindlovu, izilwane, ezikole, all I wonder education focus on what they have, their emotional development. How do they coexist with that environmental environment? So education should be tailored to make that. With the answer about the question, maybe you realize practically, what does it do to the environment?
Yeah, what wakona po la pumele la yini, wali pendula yini uhulumende, njalo la pumele la yini ngohlelo lokuthi imfundo ingabhadalelwa.
I'm a policy in tech, you only call, but I'm saying that I am mad. I'm a woman, I like Shito, so far I'm mad. No matter how many mad, it's a lie. What is my Kayela Kala? If you are mad, but I was about a night, but I'm not mad, but I'm not mad. So I'm saying that it's a lot of people who are mad, about a man, but the MTK is a corner. If you are not mad, I'm not mad, but I'm not mad, but I'm not mad. By finding it out to another community, meeting it to another. There is no political need. I'll shovel a money, not money class. The manager is a corner, I'll make money. So, in this kind of corner, you may be able to do it. That kind of thing is a funder, not money, you may be able to do it. It's plain this, which is to us, not a policy, clear everything. It's in the way, Niamahara.
Lingapiwe
Linzwe,
Mamma Rizandani,
Yungapiwe Lapokulumukon.
Debuzuana lapa, Eseru elap.
Ye, what a kayo vela rup?
Eka and Buya Ejombe.
Ya, I will lungi, Leung, as Niga Jumbo no Akong, what Tabalus and Fundo Lord.
Ah, as in Fundo Zimbabwe, Mamma, a good morning. And I assume they are shade channel, look and channel, nothing corn.
Yeah, let's phone doctors the thing in China. I am a computer line. I live a party say in Abasakali. I live in Ark.
Yes, is an Ark was TV. What was his who's with a computer for a Fukufunda Katibani? Mwa kanyela umumo wesimo esekhaya umumo welizwe umanga kuhle kufundwa sikatibani ngoba sesothola ama teacher asechiya izifundo zabantwana lawo bedinga ukungabalimedisa ekuhambeni asekuphileni.
Yebo ke hayi kuyezwakala sibongile ukuxoxa lawe ecingweni Ntshangase.
Hayi kuhle mama lami ngiyajabula kakhulu.
Ye hayi kuhle. Unfortunately, we do not have much time to go back to our guests. We're wishing they would give us their last words. We have come to the end of our show, and we'd like to thank our guest, Patricia Tshabalala of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, Makoto Ngamahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, and Sukolu Hlendlovu of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. We would also like to thank our listeners and callers who also joined the show to express their views on what they think about the government's program, especially the color, which most parents say is a burden to their children and also a burden to them as they have to do most of the work for their children. Yebo ke sibongile asihlanganeni njalo ke ngolwesine oluzayo sixoxisane njalo ngokunye okuyabe kumqoka ngaleso sikhathi. Let's meet again lakusasa tomorrow at 8:00 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.